Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Yes, 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 we're going to go ahead and get it started. I am so excited to be here today. This is going to be the show of shows. Starting off your first Monday off right in 2020.
One of my boys just got shot, fucking around in that $1 million spot. A educated brother, they had him money for college. He was taught the street knowledge.
We gonna start off with the goody mob
to keep us fighting in the street instead of becoming a strong black man. Every 2 weeks I see Sam pitching out my check with no respect, but I still don't give a damn.
Every 2 weeks Sam is running his fingers through my check and I'm tired of it.
Everything happens for a reason. Commit the perfect trees who brought me to the land, a unfree man to move about and catch trap by the dozen. Even have my cousin locked down at the feet shackle.
Shout out to everybody out there listening.
How can you kill enough?
No need to drag your feet. We're gonna take 2020 by the horns.
Just experimenting life as a young gump. Them days long gone, school bells done rung no more. Spending hours at the house in my favorite chair. Slow mo, clusterfuck, fingerprinted to carry a hucklebuck. Feeling stuck with the art that my skin carries. Scary. If I ever had to apply again, eating my stick, get just the pivot, moves to fill in the groove. Nothing else to prove. Fortified like chrome, soft like teddy bears in the college student's room. Speak, you got that too.
2019, you thought you had me? Yes, I'm still standing unscathed. Well, no, I am scathed. I ain't gonna lie. I'm still standing. And I don't mean to disrespect nobody else's verses, man, but I gotta get straight to CeeLo. I gotta get straight to CeeLo. But he gonna preach to you. Talk to him, CeeLo.
Universe is manifested from a thought first through the innermost eye of the unseen power in the sky. Gave birth to Mother Earth and all its worth to you and I, his most loved invention. My consciousness is an extension of him, and I'm flesh and bone with a mind of my own to dig deeper than the surface. Whether I learn from your upcomings or your downfalls, we all have individual purpose. It's amazing how the streets do the majority of raising of children who end up dead before we even what.
No more, we are not raising any more people by the streets. No more streets. Streets will. We're going to raise people by the streets, but we're going to have some educated people in the streets that's going to teach you how to utilize the lessons of the streets to make it. But continue to preach, CeeLo.
What you say, and it's sad, but all I can write about is what I had. Interpretations of life, good and bad, with a clear and bad. And it seems like a portion, when I just write a small portion, that's either crumbled up or torn without letting the thought be born. Young-minded and blinded in those days. I didn't want to have a thought I couldn't raise. Nurture and care for, be there for, help prepare for the times ahead. When someone doesn't agree with what it said, and if they did, don't get all arrogant, cause that's my kid. Just be thankful that it's good and somebody overstood. The listener may want the same flow, but I gotta let it grow. Never enough to let it go if I wanna rap no more. And to make sure that no one ever forgets, it's immortalized forever on wax CDs and cassettes.
See, I want to immortalize everything on this podcast. I want to make sure that my thumbprint or my digital print is here on earth. This is one of the reasons why I do what I do. Continue to preach to them. CeeLo.
And when someone goes to the store and purchases it for 10, the life cycle starts all over again. And I was branded as music as my soulmate to procreate and give back what I was given. A life worth living, and I am still standing unscathed.
Shit, that's what I'm talking about, man. This is why I do what I do, man. This my voice, man. God gave all of us something to say, but man, every time I touch this mic, it is my duty to make sure I procreate, not destroy, but I procreate. But I'm gonna get into that later. So let's go testing 143 for the new year. 143, it is all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner Podcast. I am your host, Ken, and welcome to a new year, man, and lady, and gentlemen, and lady, and woman, and children, boys and girls, and children of all ages. If you're listening to this podcast, you made it. No matter what state you're in, you made it. So first and foremost, thank you. Thank you. So these are things I need you to do. If you are listening for the first time, I want to thank you and shout out to all my first time listeners. If this is your first time listening to the Ken's Corner podcast, what do I need you to do? Is the first thing I need you to do is to subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, I want you to subscribe and make sure that you are getting the notifications. So every time a new episode is released, that you are getting notified and you're able to go ahead and click on and be able to stay up to date to the latest episode. I always sound like I'm out of breath because I literally cheer dance on every song. Every song I cheer dance on. It's my little cardio. And part of the new year is to make sure we stay physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally fit. So I do my little minute of cardio as before I talk to you, which probably doesn't translate well into a podcast because you hear the breathing over the microphone. So let me go ahead. Namaste. So, but again, I need you to subscribe. I need you to download. I need you to stream. And then when I do release my podcast, which is a weekly podcast, I need you to subscribe, submit, share, retweet, like, all of those good things. And please always tell four people. Every time you listen to my podcast, I need you to tell four people. That's all I need you to do. Tell four people to listen to the podcast. So welcome to episode number 39 of the new year 2020 AD. AD does not stand for after death. For those who do not know, it stands for Omnio Dominio, which is the year. I think I pronounced that right. It's Latin. Omnio Dominio, which is the means the year of our Lord for those who believe in that type of thing. And yeah, man. So what did you do? This is what I did. So, went to church, and thankfully, the pastor of our church has learned that people still like to kick it afterwards. So, instead of bringing in the new year with a sermon, we start early. So, we started service at 7 o'clock, and we ended at 9. So, therefore, it gives people a chance to go out and still sin afterwards. Okay. No. Now I went to church, and then after church, man, I just put on some pajamas, had my little adult beverage, and we had family time here, and we just played games, man, played board games, card games, and just brought the new year in prayer as the man of the house led the family in prayer, just covered the house in prayer. And yeah, man, just had a very good time with my family. And I think that was the first time we did that. And in that particular fashion, it's either I've either been in church or I've been in the club. Either church or the club, or I've been in both the church and the club. So sometimes I've been to the church, left church early, went to the club. So this time went to church and then just stayed home. And so what I've learned from some old heads is that they call New Year's Eve amateur night. So that's when the 20s, you know, the teens and 20s, when you hear, you know, and when I was that age, well, you know, you just wanted to go out and kick it in champagne and pop bottles and stuff. And I did that. And looking back, yeah, it's not all that. It's not what it all's cracked up to be. So save time and just was able to chill. So let me know how you spent your New Year's. You can also, I didn't finish introducing the podcast correctly. You can find me on all streaming networks. And I want to welcome my newest listeners from the country of Turkey. Again, I'm just a kid from Cleveland, Ohio, and my voice has now traveled across the world. And I am so happy, man. And thank you so much for my new listeners in Turkey, the country of Turkey. So to whoever you are, welcome. hopefully you continue to listen, continue to stream, and continue to, you know, find some things within this podcast that entertain you, but also to inform you and also to make you think. So as I continue to find my voice, and as I continue, as you continue to go on this journey with me, I will be changing the format just a little bit. And I want to shout out to all the teachers who are going back to work tomorrow. Yes, I gave my kids some melatonin and told them everybody, even my oldest, everybody's going to bed by 10 o'clock. And so, yeah, everybody got melatonin, lined them up real quick, made sure they're looking nice and fresh, you know, for the first day of school after break. They've been up kicking it, literally playing video games, averaging going to bed 1, 2, and my oldest thing on there 3 in the morning playing video game, Call of Duty, and all that other stuff. So the least you can do is go to bed at a decent hour. So yeah, man, having kids is one of the greatest things in the world, but it's also funny. So what is going on out here? Let's see. Not that much. Just been watching football, Michigan. Let's see, the last time we talked, yeah, Michigan lost. Last time we talked, yeah, of course, the Browns lost, and we fired the coach, GM, went through all that good stuff. Also what I want to talk about is shout out to everybody who I've influenced to start podcasts, and none of y'all give me my credit and props. We going to change that. Give me my props. You know I influenced you to start a podcast, and you have yet to give me my props. Give me my props. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, this particular person influenced me. Like I say, Joe Budden influenced me. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say somebody influenced you. So I'm going to say a person who just influenced me in listening to their podcast, and they just shout out. So shout out to Brandon in Highly Revered Podcast. You can check him out. And he just now getting started. And one of the things that he did is his podcast is short. And my podcast usually lasts about between 30 and 40 minutes. And that may be too long for people. And in listening to his explanation, I said, you know what? I might pick up more listeners if I condense my podcast. And so I don't mind giving people credit. This wasn't a shot at him. So let me first, you know, some people might say, oh, you gave him a shot. No, I wasn't giving a shot at him. But I'm just saying, I know for a fact, because I listen to other people's podcasts, and I know for a fact I've influenced them. Yeah, they ain't gave me no props yet. So that's a whole nother story. But one of the things also that I'm so happy to report is that I have another sponsor. So although I am on all major, minor, I'm on all streaming platforms. However, I do have a, you know, minor sponsor, and hey, Stitcher. So shout out to Stitcher, and Stitcher has given me the opportunity. And one of the things that I want to, you know, give my listeners the opportunity to go ahead and give Stitcher a try and give Stitcher a chance. And listen, if you're listening on Stitcher, what you can do, and for those who want to give, you know, again, Stitcher a tryout, you can also not only listen to the Ken's Corner podcast, but you can also get Stitcher Premium, which is an ad-free premium service. And you can listen to, again, my podcast, but also other, you know, more famous people than myself, such as Conan O'Brien and Murder Wolverine and Lost Trails and all kind of things, the fantasy footballers and all kind of things. Plus, you get access to Stitcher Original, bonus episode, comedy albums, and more. So what the great thing about Stitcher is, you can either do it in a monthly increment or yearly. You can either do it $4.99 a month or $34.99 annually. So you can go to Stitcher Premium. So you can go to Stitcher.com /premium to sign up today. And guess what? They gave me a promo code. So you can use promo code KEN, capital K-E-N, and you get 1 month free. So go to stitcher.com/premium, sign up, promo code KEN, K-E-N. That's my promo. This is my first time getting a promo code. See, y'all, see, the thing is, it's not about starting off big. Some people hit home run on the first try, and that's good. I'm cool with people who just, but it's about, Bruce Lee said, or he's giving credit for saying, is he doesn't fear the man who knows 1,000 kicks. The man who can practice one kick 1,000 times. Listen, it's about slow and steady and consistency. And that's why I'm thankful for my listeners, and I'm thankful for those people who have continued this journey. Some of my podcasts you may like, some of the podcasts you may not. But the fact that you keep on doing it and you keep listening to me has given me this opportunity here. So going back to Stitcher, listen, you can, hey, if you like Bill Nye, you can listen to Bill Nye, premium free, no ad, $4.99 a month or $34.99 annually. Go to stitcher.com/premium, insert promo code KEN, capital K-E-N, and you get your first month free. So thank you, Stitcher. Thank you so much to my fans. Hey, I'm so humbled. I am truly humbled, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that have been given to me. Now, that was a lot. Had to pay the bills. Got to pay bills, man. Got to pay bills. I want to talk about friendship. I want to talk about friendship and relationship. And not necessarily partner relationship. That would be another podcast. But I just want to talk about the institution of relationship and what that looks like for me and my perspective. And one thing about friendship is friend and love are the two most important words to me. I can love my friend. I love my friend, and I can be romantically in love with a female friend. I believe that when you get married, you should marry your best friend. In the church that I belong to, before it was popular, I remember my wife and I would say that we married our best friend. And I remember clear as day how it caused a little bit of a, I ain't gonna say a strife, but people kind of just like looked at it sideways. And you know, you get those churchy people, well, the Bible doesn't say anything about friendship, the Bible doesn't say that you, he who finds a friend finds favor from God, it say he who finds a wife finds a good thing and favor from the Lord. And we're like, okay. But my wife and I would say, you know, we married our friend. You married my best friend. And it wasn't until later that somebody with a title came to our church. And then when he went on and said somewhat of the same thing, then that's when people bought in. And not to take a shot at anybody, but the same people who did not agree to what we said, none of them are in their marriages. And one of the things that I hold so dear is loyalty. And friendships and evolve. Relationships evolve. And you, how you start a relationship may not always be ideal to the outside world. However, how you and that person start off, that's what's most important. Okay. What's more, the important thing is, there is no, although loyalty may have a definition, there is no broad brush, in my opinion, which is not the gospel, there is no broad brush way loyalty looks. For example, I have, you know, I have female friends, and I'm loyal to my female friends. I have male friends, and I'm loyal to my male friends. But that looks different for each person. and how I started out, those relationships look different. And some of those relationships started out may not look like how it may not be popular or how, what's the another word? Social, I ain't gonna say socially acceptable, but it's just each relationship start off different. Each relationship is how it started off different. And it's incumbent of the two people that are involved in those relationships to work out and map out how that looks for them. And then what you need to do is, it's okay to seek advice from other people, but if you know that a person has treated you right, if you know that a person has appreciated you, and appreciation in a relationship is more than just giving you flowers. It's more than just giving you a card. It's more than just a compliment. It's more than just appreciation actually means when you're in that person's presence, or when you leave that person's presence, or when you're around that person, are you better off from being around that person, or does that person add value to your life? Just like a house. The difference between owning a house and renting, or owning a house or buying a car. When you own a house, your house appreciates. Every time you add to your house increases in value. When you own a car, you can put more stuff on a car, but a car over time depreciates, meaning that it loses value. So if you own a car for 5 years and you add rims and you add stereo and you add a sunroof, it still will not retain its market value. However, if you buy a house and you add different things to your house will increase in value. The same thing I look at relationships. When you are around that person, do you increase in value? Are you better off before you met the person? Does that person, you know, is it more than just making you laugh? Does that person give you, you know, good advice? Does that person just make you feel good? And even it's deeper than just feeling good sometimes, because love is a knowing, not necessarily a feeling. There's times that people who I love, I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like I'm in love with them. You know, it's feeling. Love is not a feeling, it's a knowing. It's when the rubber meets the road. Do you really know that that person is going to be there for you, and vice versa? And I look at that as friendships. Friend, the Bible talks about friendship. No greater love than he who lays his life down for a friend. There's no greater love than that. So the book that I believe in, which is the Bible, if it talks about there is no greater love than that, then that to me is the importance about a friendship. You know, TLC, what about your friends? You know, what about your friends? What is it about your friends? Take a critical look at your relationships. And when I mean by critical looks, I'm not talking about, one of the things that I am very careful about is being suspicious or being paranoid. I'm not talking about taking a paranoid, suspicious look. I'm saying taking a critical look, meaning evaluate. Maybe there are some relationships that you have that you haven't been appreciated. And again, appreciation is more than just thank you. Appreciation is, okay, am I being a better person for being in this person's presence? Does this person really, you know, do they challenge me to do better? Do they challenge me to do better with my money? Do they challenge me to do better with my weight? Do they challenge me to think outside of the box? Do they challenge me, you know, to be a better creator? Do they challenge me in my, like, dude, you know, it, so many things holistically. What about your friends? I want this today, this Monday, and I want this week. I want you to write down and really look at your relationships and say, man, what about my friends? And then allow yourself to to let your friends be your friends. One of my greatest challenges is I am the go-to person. However, I know people will be there for me, but sometimes I don't allow them to do that. So therefore, part as I'm, you know, going through this journey of being diagnosed with depression, and as I'm working through this depression, is allowing the people who have really shown consistency in being there with me throughout my life, allowing them to be my friend. And guess what? Friends are going to disappoint you sometimes. Friends are going to drop the ball sometimes. Friends are not going to always get it right. But friends, their heart, true friends, have their heart set on love. And that's the energy and the procreation that I want to put out there in the universe today. And that's what I want to, that's my thought for this week, is friendships, relationships. Really, really appreciate those things. Really, really do your best to cultivate those positive relationships. And if there are some relationships that are not positive, because again, at the end of 2019, the biggest thing was the whole toxic relationships and getting rid of the toxic relationships. All right, if it was toxic, one of the things that Joe Budden said is that, you know, she, you know, he has this little monologue at the end, and he says she's not protecting her peace. She's just she's not taking responsibility of her actions and how it affects other people. And a lot of times that's what a lot of people are doing. They're just not taking responsibility for their action and how it has affected other people. And I can tell you firsthand, one of the reasons that I have been in my triggers in this stage of depression is that I gave Ken, you know, in my last episode, Finding Ken, and there were some things I didn't expound upon and articulate in the last episode, is that I gave Ken to other people and they took it and they did not give it back. They didn't appreciate me. And what happened was, when I was looking for pieces of that person back, they did not give it back. They didn't give me them back. It was reasons and excuses. And then turned around and played victim and tried to, you know, and gave a myriad of reasons why, and then just left me and dropped me. And that was a trigger, because abandonment is a trigger for me. And so I felt abandoned. I gave you everything, made you a priority, and you just left me, and it triggered me. And so I have to take responsibility for allowing that to happen, but I didn't deserve it. And I'm not playing victim, but it just, I was victimized in that situation, but I'm not playing victim. It's just a thing of, you know, understanding. And I just have to be careful, because again, I'm an empath and I'm empathetic to people's issues and problems. However, I just have to be the lesson that I'm learning in the situation, that in my relationships and in my friendships, is that, yes, I have to continue to be me. I just have to be careful, because I have to protect me. And in my protection of me, I just have to take responsibility for my actions, because when I do something, it causes a ripple effect or collateral damage. Just like, again, my energy, if I don't, you know, if I don't take responsibility of my energy, then it causes pain for other people. Just like other people, when they didn't, you know, utilize their energy, in my opinion, the right way, it, you know, caused, you know, bad things happen to me. So I just want to give this word out there, or give this, you know, short, I'm still at 30 minutes, but I just want to give that out there just for discussion piece. Relationships, love, friendship, what it looks like to you. Evaluate them, cultivate them, check on your friends. It's not just a slogan. Check on your strong friends, check on your weak friends, check on your friends, but more importantly, self-care. because I want you to be strong mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So with all that being said, thank you so much for another episode, listening to another episode of Ken's Corner Podcast. Again, you can listen to me on all streaming platforms. You can, I didn't say this at the beginning, so please forgive me. You can also write any comments or anything that you would like to listen to or topics that you would like for me to cover at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. Again, that is www.kenscorner.co. So with all that being said, welcome to 2020. Thank you so much for listening to Ken's Corner Podcast. I would like to say I love you, I trust you, and I respect you. This is Ken's Corner. Peace out.